is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. And all of you know that the DraftKings Sportsbook app is my favorite sportsbook app, but also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for my listeners. Here's what's up. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. It's that easy. Use code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is happening for a limited time only. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is a start to another week on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show. 19 stations from the UP down to Adrian. 96.5 The Cave. Yo, Adrian. That's a great radio station. Now that the restrictions have been lifted, I hope for a long time, I'm going to have to get down there and do a remote. I'm going to set that up before the end of the summer with the crew down there at 96.5 The Cave in Adrian. Man, do we have a lot to talk about today. It was a crazy weekend in the world of sports. And we have late breaking news from this afternoon, like Aaron Rodgers set to report to Packers camp. Now some are saying this will be his final year before Lord Rodgers leaves his Wisconsin homeland. That's not good for the Lions, because I think that was a guaranteed two wins. If Rodgers isn't there, now you hope you can just get a split. And speaking of the NFL, the vaccination or no vaccine issue won't go away. Same thing with the Olympics, with Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm both testing positive. Yet both said they're vaccinated. So now the new theme is, well, you're vaccinated and you can get it. And then athletes and others are saying, well, if I can get it, why'd I get the vaccine? Well, it doesn't. It lessens the effects. Oh, that's new in the last week. But then the president said in the town hall meeting less than a week ago, you can't get COVID if you get the vaccination. So a lot of us are confused. I don't think you're an anti-vaxxer. You're a vaxxer. I shall fight for vaccinations. I don't think it's that crazy. Twitter can give you an impression that America is an insane asylum. I think people have just been told, oh, masks don't work. Wait a minute, you got to be masked. Oh, hold on, the kids are going to have masks even if they're vaccinated. So a lot of people are asking, why'd I get vaccinated if I can get it and I'm still going to have to wear a mask? Or there's the chance that the recommendations will come for wearing a mask, even when vaccinated. It's just flat out crazy. And people are like, well, it's not a sports story. It's not? What did you see the last 4 days? Oh, there's DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, hold on. John Rahm. Oh, yeah, he's not a sports story. He's only a PGA golfer. Bryson DeChambeau. They both say they're vaccinated. Some are saying they're double vaxxed. Now they're talking there could be a booster shot. The goalposts, I can use a sports analogy, keep changing almost daily during this pandemic. And other countries have said we had enough. Go look at France, go look at Italy, go look at the Netherlands. They've had it. And Americans have had it. I just saw a poll from ABC News that said we're at the lowest point of optimism in our future ever as a country. I don't care what political side you're on or whether it's sports or non-sports. We need to come together before we destroy America. That's it. You know, I don't think NFL teams are going, hey, guess what? DeAndre's not vaxxed. I'm not touching him. Okay, wait a minute. Adam Schefter reports had their, 13 people who have tested positive who were vaxxed in the NFL. And people come at me at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, and they're like, wait a minute, why are you telling me to get vaxxed if I still can get it? Well, you're not going to shed it as much. Okay, well, if I don't shed it, then why am I concerned about somebody around me getting COVID-19? Oh, it's the kids. The kids in sports and school still need social distancing and wear a mask, even if vaccinated. And I'm like, whoa. And I shared the info when people start going back towards fall sports or school with mask again in America, folks, in the United States of America, and one life lost is too much on anything. 331 Americans under the age of 18 have died of COVID during this pandemic. 331 in 50 states. So you're going to tell me my kids might have to wear masks to play sports again or go to school even though they're vaccinated? So then why did they get vaccinated? Well, you know, and then here comes a Twitter medical school, which is always beautiful, right? Well, I'm not a doctor, but I am an oil change mechanic in Essexville, Michigan. Okay, sure, I'll listen to you instead of Dr. K. Too much information. And we don't know what to believe. And that's where the athletes are at. So you're John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau. You get vaccinated. And John Rahm, what is it now? Twice in the last 2 months? He's tested positive. Well, I did learn something from Dr. K that when my son got it, that for 90 days, you still could test positive. That's before he was vaccinated. It's a personal choice. From DeAndre Hopkins to Bill Simonson to Brett Hayes to anybody listening, it's a personal choice to vax or not vax. That would be choice. Joints? Hey, it's your personal choice. Oh, my. Why that? How do I make up words every day on this show? You know, it's your personal choice. You know, like you got a knee joint. You got an elbow joint. hey, give me a joint. I got to relax. You got a personal choice. So it's in the world of sports, folks. And, you know, when you look at the data and the numbers, that if you're 65 and over, there is a high risk of you dying if you get COVID-19. That's it. Go to CDC. Go to their website. They're updated, I think, July 21st numbers. Because if you're telling me my kids, who I believe have been affected by this, that there's a chance, well, it's a Delta variant. Really? Oh, my God. Then why is there this ongoing push to get vaccinated then? I support it. The president of the United States said less than a week ago, if you get the vaccination, you will not get COVID. The president. I got the vaccination, 2 months ago? So, and in the world of sports, you get teams, you get the NFL with their protocols. You have a lot going on right now. I mean, the NFL is about making money, and they don't want to forfeit games. Frank Reich, the Indy Colt head coach, has COVID, but he was vaccinated, but he has no symptoms. But then I'm told by medical professionals, if you're vaccinated, you don't shed the virus, okay? So if you can't give it to anybody, what's the point of the quarantine now that Frank Reich, the Indy Colts coach, is under? I'm not a doctor. I'm not claiming to be, never have during this pandemic. I've told everybody, rely on the man or woman who is your doctor, who you would put your life or your children's lives in their hands. Always rely on them. Not Twitter, not Facebook, not left or right TV. We just don't know. You know, so you have, and then training camps start, and you do have the COVID-19 question. So you're the NFL, what do? They're basically trying to push it as, I think Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, said, we're at 50% on the team right now. 50% on the team. That kind of sums up America, where it's like close to 50-50 on everything involving the pandemic, politics, sports, Matt Stafford, you name it. There's no middle ground anymore in terms of a conversation in sports or real life in America. So we just have to find a way to come together. That's it, man. That's all. I have no problems with why I took the vaccine or my children. I have no issues with it. What bothers me now is you're telling me, well, you still can get it. Wait, no, you can't. Yes, you can. Oh, I can't shed it? Oh, you could shed it. Okay, so then why? Right? Moving the goalpost almost on a daily basis, and it's not fair to all Americans. And I, you know, throw politics aside from it. Let's come together and do what's best for our country, but not be told that take a vaccine, you're going to be okay. And wait, a booster, wait, you still can get it. Oh, hold on, the testing isn't right, but we're not going to take the testing offline right now, the PCR test. We're going to wait until the end of the year. So if you have a test that isn't working, you're still going to keep going with the testing. It's a clown show. It really is. I tell people I have no issues with getting the vaccination, but it is a personal choice, not joint. Hey, are you smoking joints again, kids? That's it. I smell it. All the chips are gone. All the ho-hos are gone. The Twinkies, everything's gone. You're smoking joints, aren't you? Just a crazy weekend. You know, you get the Rodgers news today. You got the Lions reporting for training camp. And oh, does Bill make a comment about the Lions going 9-8 again and more wins for Goff than Stafford? And you would have thought that I declared I don't believe in Jesus. Someone asked me if I'm willing to die on that hill saying Goff and the Lions will win more games than Stafford will with the Rams. And I said, die on a hill? Oh, excuse me. Did I point out Stafford's 8-67 record as starting QB against teams that were 500 or better? My bad. There's a lot of angst. And I really believe this, even in the sports world, that a lot of this angst is derived from 16 months of this pandemic and now the fear that we're going right back to square one. That's what I think. People are just really all over the place in sports, their comments, and it's really like combative. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't have to be combative over Stafford. You know what? If I'm wrong and Goff is 8-9 with the Lions because they play 17 games this year and Stafford is 10-7, is it the end of the world? I'm just tired of nobody saying that Matt Stafford had anything to do with bad Lion seasons. Nothing. That just, it's shocking. I know he's a good guy, a good husband. He was good for Detroit, good for the state of Michigan. I get that. But to not pin any of the blame. By the way, if he is this unbelievable QB who belongs in the same breath as Rodgers, why would the Lions trade him? Why? Oh, they're rebuilding with Coach Campbell. Really? In the NFL, if you're 31 and you have all of these Super Bowl-like years in front of you that some are proclaiming now with the Rams, why did they trade him? Oh, look what they got in return. Yeah, a lot of you hate Goff because you're afraid of him being better in Stafford. And when he is, it's not going to be a knock on Stafford. It's going to validate that Matt Stafford was part of the problem in Detroit. It's nothing personal. It's all business in the NFL. Man, we have had just a wild weekend. People went nuts when I posted on the Huge Show Facebook page that the Olympics should include only amateur athletes after the best basketball players in the world got beat by French. Excuse me, is that your dog? They don't care. The French hold on to say, well, I'm gonna dribble and make a souffle. That team had damn chef hats on and beat the best basketball players in the world. Excuse me? Is that your great poupon? There's a lack of passion for your country, not with all athletes in Tokyo, but there is. And pro athletes don't belong there. Some are like, well, you want high school kids? You know what? I'd take high school kids to watch them. I would take kids out of high school before they go to college. I would take that. Hockey, basketball, because think about pro athletes, realistically, what are they? Maybe basketball, hockey, volleyball. They got 3-on-3 basketball. The Olympics have gotten to the point of me at lunchtime playing hoops during the winter months. That you don't want to run the full court anymore. You're going to play half court. Oh, well, the Macker began that journey to Tokyo. Yeah, I love Mackers. Back when you're in shape. Now get me in the loser's bracket on a Sunday at a Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament. They got Aeromed landing right over at the end of the street. Ah, 3-on-3 basketball. And I'm watching skateboarders. None of them could stand up. I swear to God, I could have got a bronze. And girls skateboarding, I could have got a bronze today. I could have stood up. I could have got off the rail. But as I pointed out to Superfly Hayes, when was the last time you saw somebody at about 275, give or take, on a skateboard? It's like a damn elephant at a circus. And welcome back to coverage of Tokyo Olympics here on the BBC. American Bill Simonson looked like he was on his way to a bronze medal in the women's skateboarding finals when he snapped his skateboard upon standing on it. He replied with a couple of F-bombs, declared war on Britain, and he could not compete because he had lost his skateboard, which Olympic Rule 5-2 says you cannot replace your skateboard if your fat ass breaks it. Seriously, the skateboarders look like the last time they had a meal was 6 weeks ago. With Superfly, when they're showing, we're watching NBC and they're showing the skateboard park, which is really nice with a huge stadium, right? That there's no crowds there. And I said, yeah, the only thing missing there next to every drinking fountain is a bong station. My kids, they like the skateboard, but I swear I am anti-skateboard. I'm like, outside of Tony Hawk, who's ever done anything in skateboarding? Who's done anything? So give me the amateur athletes, take out the pros. Mike Knubel, by the way, will join us in a moment. Wings had an awesome draft, an awesome week. Stevie Y has really set up the franchise for for the next 5 years right now. So we'll talk to Mike Knoebel, the former Wing, current assistant coach with Ben Simon, with the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. He'll join us coming up. Lions training camp, huge opinions. MSU, Michigan, Big Ten media days. Both schools are feeling pretty good. Also, Antonio Gates Jr., the son of Antonio Gates, who played with the Chargers, one of the greatest tight ends ever. Played college basketball at Kent State. His son made a verbal commitment to Michigan State and Mel Tucker. So that's pretty cool. Four-star from Dearborn and Fordson on the east side of the state. Yeah, the QB war of 2021 continues. Matt Stafford, 75 games against teams over 500, 8-67. Goff is 14-17 in his career if you're keeping track. And then Oklahoma and Texas, no surprise, both have notified the Big 12 they are leaving. It brought back my conversation from the end of last week where I'm like, okay, Cincy, Central Florida to the Big 12, BYU, Kansas to the Pac-12, Oklahoma State, a report out of Oklahoma City said that the Big 10 had exploratory talks with Oklahoma State. I mentioned Kansas last week, maybe TCU, because then now you're looking at TV markets for the Big Ten Network, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Kansas City, and or the Dallas TV market if you would reach for a TCU. Some are wondering, will ND, and there was that report, speculation, I guess we can call it, that Penn State would go to the ACC if Notre Dame went to the ACC full time. So if Penn State left, maybe you grab West Virginia, who's kind of the odd school out in the Big 12 because they're so far east. It's all coming. They're going to have an NFL-like grouping, and you're going to only play those teams, and they're all going to share the money, and then we'll get a true D1 playoff with teams not part of this Power 50, 60, whatever it ends up being. It's coming. There's too much money. It'll be the NFL model. I guarantee it. I also retweeted what Dan Orlovsky, the former Lions QB, said. Two teams that will be better than people think, especially offensively, Lions and the Eagles. Oh, who's been telling you that and nobody wants to listen? I just got a tweet from somebody said that I'm declaring war on skateboarders. Look at that. David Rice. He's listening right now. Is he a skateboarder? I don't know. Like I said, there has to be a weight limit for skateboarding. You've never seen anybody overweight skateboarding or playing Wimbledon. I will go back to the Old English Tennis Club right now. Bill Simonson at 6 foot, 275 pounds, about 55 pounds over the established British weight limit, is in his opening match. And that does it. He has lost 06, 06, 06. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Motocross Monday Night. Bill Simonson at 275 is going to be on his Kawasaki 150. Oh, he broke it. He'll be out. I really entertain myself a lot on this show, and I love it. Mike Knoebel on the Wings draft. How about his former school, University of Michigan, owning the draft with four of the first five with Ann Arbor connections? Plus Stevie Y wheeling and dealing. Newbie on hockey. He's set to join us, Superfly says, next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere. brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Huge here for the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, all of you know it's my go-to sportsbook app, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo right now competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for Huge Show listeners. So here's what you need to do. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100 to 1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is for a limited time only and only with my friends from DraftKings. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay-and-play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay-and-play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. Now, your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Saw a note from Adrian Wojnarowski, who is the Bristol Network NBA lead insider, in regards to the Pistons and the draft coming up on Thursday. Detroit's internal meetings are still revolving around three players for the number one pick on Thursday night. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley, sources tell ESPN. Detroit isn't fully there yet on committing to Cunningham with their first overall choice. Now, they brought all three in for workouts. And I bet John Beilein's in that room, given his insight as a newly hired mind in the Pistons front office. We will have full NBA Pistons draft day coverage coming up on Thursday. Speaking of the draft, the NHL draft happened this past weekend. Mike Knuble, former East Kenwood Falcon, University of Michigan Wolverine, wing, and many other stops, including the Olympics in Italy. Currently assistant coach with Ben Simon for the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins. He's standing by live on the Meyer guest line. And Mike, before we get rolling, man, what about the start of that draft for University of Michigan hockey?
It's pretty unprecedented, I think. It's pretty crazy, actually. I mean, that one, even if it's any junior team, any, you know, at any sport, football, basketball, baseball, doesn't matter. Like, to have four guys from that are all attending the same college is absolutely, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever be duplicated, because just to get that amount of talent in one spot at that age and all be around the same age is just pretty extremely impressive.
The Michigan hockey program, and I know you played there with Red, but with Mel Pearson, has continued. What is it that the program's to the point that they're cranking out for the first five NHL first-round draft picks?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all the guys have a little bit of a history, you know, there. You know, Owen Power went number one. You know, he's a Toronto kid and played in Chicago in the USHL before that. But, like, Matty Beniers, who went two, was supposed to go to Harvard, but since Harvard didn't play, he ended up switching off to Michigan, coming to Michigan. Luke Hughes, who went, I forget what he went exactly, four or five. Like, he, you know, obviously with Quinn Hughes being there, and they've grown up pretty much around Toronto and Detroit playing for the program. Then Kent Johnson is another BC kid who Michigan's had a huge hold on BC and the BCHL out west there for a number of years. Even when I played there, you know, Brendan Morrison, who came from the BC League, and they've always drawn very well from out there. So for them to get the top player that was in British Columbia a couple of years ago and have them come to Michigan is not a big stretch either. So these guys aren't random. There's history with some of them and how they got here. And each has a little backstory of how they got here, got to Michigan.
And now, will all of them come back for what should be an unbelievable final year at Michigan, or more time in Ann Arbor? When you look at Power, when you look at Beniers, when you look at Hughes, when you look at Ken Johnson, are they coming back or are they all moving on?
Well, they're certainly talking that way, you know, that they're all coming. Luke Hughes isn't even there yet, you know, and so he's still got to get in there and enter. But so you can count him for sure being an incoming freshman. The other three, I think it's just from what are they even saying before the draft, they're coming. I mean, they you know, they get a rookie max deal if they want to come out now, but you know, whether they, and if they go to, if they can't make the NHL team, they'll end up in the American League, and so that might be more desirable, just them wait a year and play another year in Michigan and feel like they've got a little bit of unfinished business due to the fact that the team was shut down you know, on the way into the national tournament due to COVID, and the team was literally yanked from the tournament. So I think that is a big reason. It would be a big pull for all three of them to go back there and feel like, hey, we've got some unfinished business, and we thought we were going to make a run last year. Now here we are, a year older, a year wiser, a year stronger, that we got an even better team than we did last year. So, and then throw Hughes in there as an incoming too. So, right now I got to believe they all seem to be coming back. But things change, and teams get to their players and talk to them and chat them up a little bit. But I might be able to sway them, but I see right now the gut feeling is probably all coming back.
Yeah, three of the first five played at Michigan. Luke Hughes was on his way in for the first five draft picks. So I'm watching the NHL draft. I actually texted you and said, this is unbelievable. I didn't see this coming. And then there are the Wings after four of those five Michigan connections go in the first round, and the Wings go big with a defenseman out of Sweden, where the Wings have enjoyed incredible success drafting the Swedes.
Yeah, there's a ton of them over there right now, you know, and so these guys, they like to stay over there for a little while. Like, a lot of them aren't in a big, real hurry to get over here and play. They're very comfortable to play in Sweden. I think the organization is as well, because it is such a well-run Swedish Elite League is a fantastic hockey league, and I happened to play over there during the 2004 lockout and have seen it firsthand, and they do a great job over there with their coaching, their development, and the skill development and stuff. So those guys are very comfortable there. They're treated really well, and they like the feel of that league. They actually do a ton of training. They train really hard in the summertime, which is a little bit different than pros might take some time off or whatever, but these guys go all the time. They might get 2 weeks off in the summertime, but they go all year. And so I think, you know, if you're a GM and or you're a development guy and you have a player playing in Sweden and playing in the Swedish Elite League, then you're pretty happy that he's there. And then you just really want to convince him to come over when you feel like he's got a true shot to make the big club.
You know, Simon Evanson, 6'4", about 200 pounds out of Frölunda, which is a Wings Pipeline in Sweden. He goes at number 6, and then Stevie Y traded up, and there is a goaltender from the WHL who steps in at 6'6", 210, Sebastian Kosa. So when you look at Nedeljkovic and you look at what Stevie Y has done in the last week, his goalies may be set up for the next 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, you made that trade there, you know, trading the Jonathan Bernier to Carolina there, and so that's certainly a move for now, you know. And then again, you know, you have a goalie too in Keith Petrozelli, who's still up in Quinnipiac playing there, and you have Kosa here, who was their second pick, number 15 overall, and so you have him. So I mean, that goalies take a long time, and you know, this kid, if he's drafted in 20. You know, in 21 here, I mean, you know, 23, 24, he might be challenging for something in Grand Rapids. And then if he's really good, you know, get through Grand Rapids quickly. But, you know, these guys are going to take a long time. They need to develop. And so, you know, they have a couple more years in junior and then see how they go and how they leave junior. So goalies take a long time. Saw that with Jared Coro, who was a goalie in Grand Rapids a couple years ago, 2017, when Grand Rapids won. He came out of Northern Michigan, and he's about 6'6". And they take some time, you know, and big goalies take a lot of time. That's the trend, right? You're not even really going to look at a goalie unless he's 6'3 or 6'4, unfortunately, for goalies in the NHL these days. But the trend is giant goalies, 6'4, 6'5, 6'6. But they do take time because they're long and they're lean, and they got to put on some strength and work on their quickness. But the tools are there, and obviously that height is something you can't teach or develop. It's there, and so that's what the trend is these days. So Detroit certainly got theirs at pick number 15.
Yeah, so Stevie Y, before the draft, they make that deal where it looked like a steal with Carolina to get Alex Nedeljkovic, and here's a guy that was one of the better goaltenders in the league, wasn't always out there playing, but now he'll step in, be the number one guy for at least 3-4 years, and then Kosa, you'll get the handing of the torch 5-6 years down the road. It really is with you get Letty, who was added to the mix. We talked to Ben Simon about him on Friday. Some of the pieces that Stevie Y has put together here since the season ended, especially in the last week, 8 days, really is setting the Wings up. For you're starting to see the blueprint, Michael. You are.
Yeah, I take that again. This takes time, and it's calculated. There's little pieces every now and then, and you're not going to be able to change out 5 or 6 things, but you add 2 or 3, and then probably add a couple here. You know, Stahl signs back on defense, which is, you know, obviously he's really you know, kind of grabbed a spot, and they're very happy what he does for not only the team but helping with the young guys. So they're really happy with Mark Stahl and bring him back for another year. And you know, that was a piece that was added previously the year before. But you know, it's 2 or 3 pieces here in the draft before, and then maybe you do a piece or two here during free agency, and then you hope the young guys, you know, healthy Tyler Bertuzzi comes back, and Dylan Larkin keeps progressing, and Jacob Vrana comes in and gets a whole season in. So it's, you know, there are little parts that keep going and going. So it's just, it takes a while, and you never know. You never know what's up Steve's sleeves. I mean, he may have a real, a blockbuster deal that he's working on. You never know. So not that that's going to swing things that quickly all the time, but again, the people should be encouraged by little pieces that get added in, and like we've all talked about, it takes a little time.
Former East Kenwood Falcon hockey player on to the University of Michigan into the NHL with incredible stops, including one as a champion with the Wings to the Olympics to now an assistant with Ben Simon with the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, here on the west side of the state, talking about the NHL draft over the weekend and also some of the moves by Stevie Y. Michael, thank you for the update, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Now, isn't your son, before I let you go, isn't he on a U18 select team playing overseas in a national tournament or worldwide tournament?
My son calls. So it's the Linka Gretzky tournament. So United States, USA Hockey's national under-18 team. So he just left today, and they're on their way over to Czech Republic and Slovakia, and over there. Actually, have a little training camp in Newark, New Jersey for a couple days, then I'll go over there and play. So it's kind of the starting group for the next round. You know, the draft just finished literally, Friday and Saturday. And so this is the next crop, where the next crop starts to begin to form, and scouts will be over there and making their lists and try and figure it out. So like Germany, there's like Germany, Russia, Finland, Sweden, obviously Czech, obviously Slovak. I feel like I'm forgetting one more, maybe Austria or something, but they're all over there. And this is the next crop of all kids born 2004 birth year, and the next crop of the next group, that you might see a year from now being, I might be talking about some of these guys next year.
Maybe talking about one Cole Knubel. Will the games be on TV on any of the cable networks?
Not on cable. They're streamed somewhere, and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's called the Gretzky Linka tournament from Slovakia and Czech Republic. And if you look hard enough on your computer, hard enough Facebook, you can find it, or on Twitter, you can probably find where that is. But, I don't know if the NHL network is covering it. I doubt it, but it's certainly, the boys are excited. Cole's been very excited to make this team and be asked to go, and he's thrilled. So, he's fired up. And we're kind of glad to get him out of the house and get him on his way this morning. He was ready to go.
That's fantastic. I know you and your wife and family are very proud. Mike, thanks for the NHL update and the update on Cole Knubel overseas, okay?
All right. Thanks, Huge. Thanks for having me.
All right. Mike Knubel joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Radio Network.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, you like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Always use the promo code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up to get the promo hookups. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 24/7. All of our podcasts are free, and you can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.